Throughout the years, mankind has been waiting for just one man, a magnificent leader, to show us the light of his ways. All hail James Whale. All hail James Whale. All hail James Whale. All hail James Whale.
Right, thank you very much indeed. A very warm welcome to the James Whale Radio Podcast Show thing that you can hear here wherever you like. We're broadcast on radio stations all over the world and, of course, on your favourite tablet. I think that's right, isn't it?
I think you'll find it's tablet.
All right, okay, I was just sort of poncing it up a bit. Okay, so lots to talk about today. It's been an interesting week. I tell you the one thing I don't want to talk about today.
Please do.
Theresa May's cough.
Right.
I mean, I've just heard so much bollocks talked about her and the cough and everything else. Have I not been rude about Theresa May quite a lot? Did I not think she should have been sacked long ago? Did I not think the election was ridiculous to call an election? The waste of public money that there has been on that. So, briefly, I don't want to talk about her cough. I felt for the woman. I thought, by the way, I have to tell you this. I actually thought the way she handled herself with that pillock of a comedian, and that's something we can talk about in a moment. But, you know, actually, it changed my mind about her. I thought the way she actually got through that, the determination. Because, you know, when you speak publicly and you lose your voice, and it croaks, and you cough, and you splutter, and it's the worst thing that can happen to you. And the more you try to overcome it, the worse it gets. And I think she did a remarkable job. Mind you, I think whoever was in charge of her security should be sacked. When little Nelson popped up with his... He's a prankster. He does this sort of stuff. But, you know, in this day and age of terrorist attacks, he shouldn't have been allowed to get into that hall, let alone within stabbing distance of the Prime Minister. And when you look at the footage, not only was there nobody there to pounce on him, as you would have thought, you know, should have been the case, never mind, oh, he's only a comedian, ha ha, how funny, which it wasn't. There didn't seem to be any security. And the other thing that really amazed me is after he'd done that, he went over to Boris Johnson, or BJ as he's known, and started talking to him and the others. And they sat there and looked at him. Wouldn't you have smacked the guy hard, wrestled him to the ground? Would most people just sit there thinking, I hope he goes away. It's a bit of an embarrassment. Gosh, hope he's not got anything dangerous on him. He could have had a bottle of acid in his pocket. And they just sat there and pretended he wasn't there. And then a couple of blokes sort of ushered him out, and the police got hold of him and handcuffed him outside the building. This has now been seen all over the world. I don't blame our security services, but I would like to know what the fuck they were doing. Well, they're off having a cup of tea while she's talking. Where were her close protection officers? I need a cough suite. Is the Chancellor about? I mean, it's just bizarre that in this day and age, when we have suffered a number of terrorist attacks, one right outside Parliament. I was in Parliament the other day, by the way, and the security still isn't that tight. It really isn't. And I have no idea why we seem to be so lax in this country. Our Prime Minister, whether you support the Conservatives or not, whoever happens to be Prime Minister deserves to be protected from nutters, even if they're harmless. And nobody knows whether the person who comes out of the front row or wherever they came from, whilst the Prime Minister is talking, is a nutcase or not. You know, it beggars belief that this guy was able to do this. And most of the media seemed to be obsessed by the fact she had a cough and couldn't get rid of it. Well, you know, we all have coughs from time to time. I just absolutely banal. And it seems to me that the security of the bill, I tried to talk on my talk radio show the other day to the security people in the building and the people who run the building. They wouldn't talk. They wouldn't talk. They issued a statement saying their security sprung in to effect as soon as things happened. Doesn't leave you very very confident, does it, really? So I think there are a lot of questions to be answered, but I happen to think that it didn't do Theresa May any harm. I think that the way she fought through it made you realise that maybe she's a bit of a tough old bird and probably the right person for the job at the moment, because Boris Johnson sat there like a fat lemon. And let's face it, you know, Jeremy Corbyn, scruffy git. Boris Johnson, fat so-and-so. We could get either of those as Prime Minister. I don't think so, do you? You get Jeremy Corbyn, you get a hold of the nutty momentums, like who all want us to live in austere communist type of rule, where the only people who have any money or any fun are the people in government. No, thank you very much. So, one last thought, by the way, whilst I'm slagging off Boris. Has anybody noticed that Boris Johnson, BJ to his friends, looks like the love child of Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump? He's got the colouring of Trump and he's got the body of Kim Jong-un. And it does prove, doesn't it, that, you know, jogging doesn't necessarily make you look good. I mean, really. I mean, he is an embarrassment to the country. What he wears, how he talks, how he moves. And everybody says, oh, he's great, he's funny. He is funny. But maybe being funny, he should go and become a stand-up comedian. Maybe that's where his future lies. Anyway, there we are. I've got that out of my system. Thank you very much indeed.
I thought the use of subliminal messages was quite good. You know, when the letter F dropped off the wall, it was like saying F off to the rest of the world.
Well, that just... I don't know whether you watched it, but these conferences are all produced by people, you know that. They all have a producer, don't they, and somebody who decides how it's going to go.
Yeah, there'd be a team of people organising everything down to the last millisecond.
Well, they had a really shitty video they played. They had Kemi, I've forgotten her other name, the new Member of Parliament for Saffron Walden in Essex, came up. She's a young Nigerian woman who's a Tory MP and very, very good. She's you know, one of the new Members of Parliament. And she went up and made a speech before Theresa May, and it was a great speech, and it would have really set the thing up well. But whoever produces the bloody thing decided there should be a video between her and Theresa May, which, of course, let everything go flat. If they brought Theresa May on after Kemi's speech, it would have been excellent. But they stuck a video in. Now, whether she was having a coughing fit and she couldn't come on or not, I don't know, but that's not the way it should have been done. The video should have been dropped. It was awful, but they should have put it on earlier. The music, Florence and the Machine and everything else, was just crap. Nobody thought it through. And then whoever stuck the letters on the back actually hadn't done a very good job. I'd like to know who is the production company for that, because they should be actually ridiculed.
It was kind of like a big comedy of errors whole thing, wasn't it, really?
Well, you know, if I didn't know better, I'd say somebody got in from an opposing political view. But they couldn't have done the... Well, you know, you can spray stuff around that gives you a throat where you can't speak. I'm not suggesting that happened, but whoever produced and put it together for the Conservative Party, they need to get rid of, because they are a useless company.
What about the speech itself being lifted from TV shows?
You know, there are only so many things you can say, aren't there, really?
That's true. That's very true.
The fact is that there is a dearth of backroom people in the media. And I call politics the media. If you get to talk to some of their special political advisors, people who are known as SPADs, they've usually popped out of college having got a higher master's at politics. They know fuck all about anything. And they're beginning to annoy me intensely. In fact, last night I was chatting to Dan Wooten, who is the associate editor of The Sun. I used to be the editor of Bazaar. And he wrote a piece the other day in The Sun. It was very funny, very funny. About diva celebrities, all based on Claire Balding, who apparently, before you write an article about her, she has to have copy approval, and then her people like to insert stuff about how wonderful she is and how lovely she is. So Dan had written a bit and said there are lots of other D-list celebrities like Peter Andre and Paul Hollywood and others who insist on the same sort of thing. The big celebrities, Paul McCartney, Simon Cowell, Madonna, Beyonce, Pink, they don't care. You can write what you like about them. They're not going to be bothered. And it's the same with MPs. You know, there are too many press people now interfering. So if I want to talk to somebody about a speech that's just been made or something there, their press people quite often want to have a little go first. Well, what are you going to talk to John about, and how would you phrase it? And okay, but if we agree, could we not talk about such and such because they're not briefed on that? They say, well, why don't you come in? I might as well just interview the SPAD or your press secretary or somebody else, because obviously these people don't know what the flipping heck is going on because they don't write the speeches. And they've all got into this situation of having so many advisors around them that it's hardly the politicians we're getting to hear about. So I'm a bit annoyed about it. And Dan Wooten and I have agreed that maybe the PR people, there's some good PR people. I'm not saying they're not necessary, but everybody in the public eye, whether D-list celebrities or politicians or whatever now, are using PR people, special advisors, press secretaries, whatever you want to say, to try and keep everybody else away from them. Well, that's a very dangerous road to go down, if you ask me. But anyway, listen, you want to let me know your thoughts, you can always get in touch. James Whale's mail at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
That's correct.
And let me know your views. You can go on our Facebook page. We've got a new page now, haven't we? jameswhaleradio.co.uk/talk.
Yeah, I put that page up because a lot of people aren't on Facebook, but there's a lot of content on Facebook, like videos, etc., so you can see them without having to be a Facebook member.
Yeah, and you and how did my puppies go?
Sorry?
What? How did my puppies do?
The two dogs. Oh, yeah, very well, yes.
What did you think I was talking about?
I don't know. I just had an image of something in my head then.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll put a little video of the puppies up whilst Theresa May was giving her speech.
Yes, yeah.
I'm just interested if anybody'd seen it.
Gave the dogs an appetite, I thought.
Yeah, well, it made them hungry, that's for sure. But if you haven't seen it, you can go on jameswhaleradio.co.uk/talk. Talk, yeah. But he said pork. No, talk. Yeah. Right. There was another thing I think that the report into Edward Heath has just come out. And before anybody gets too wound up, first of all, anybody who carries out any sort of sexual predation on children needs locking up or probably needs some kind of psychiatric treatment to try and have sex with children. It was the Paedophile Exchange, which was a group of teachers, I think, back in the, was it in the 80s, that actually brought paedophilia to the public's conscience, because they were trying to become a legal organisation. And I think they'd said something as ridiculous as, we think it is better for children to learn about sex from people who you can trust. And there was such a backlash, obviously, about it. But the whole thing about Edward Heath, interestingly enough, and this entire investigation into him, there must be people carrying out attacks on kids at the moment and vulnerable people. And rather than, the allegations, most of them have been proved to be spurious. And they've said there are half a dozen allegations that if Edward Heath had been alive, they would have questioned him on. Well, somebody could accuse you, Rob, or me, or anyone of something, and the police would have to come and question us. I mean, that's the way it goes, right?
Yep.
There's been a major investigation into this. There has been major briefing by certain parties against Sir Edward Heath. I never met Edward Heath, I must admit. I have no idea what he was like. But people who knew him have come forward and said fascinating things about his health and about how just all sorts of interesting things. But I noticed several people on Twitter taking the piss out of the whole business. And, okay, it's a serious thing. But the police generally didn't want to do the investigation, said there wasn't much point, but one police force did. I've just seen the chief constable of Wiltshire Police spend nearly an hour trying to justify why he took up this investigation. And quite frankly, it seems to me to be the biggest waste of public money, one of the biggest wastes of public money, particularly of the police when they have such limited funds. Because nobody's going to be prosecuted unless you can tell me how you get hold of a corpse and prosecute the corpse, if in fact that person watch as if they weren't, that this was just a smear campaign against somebody who people think was gay. And, you know, on the one hand, very serious to stop any kind of behaviour like this going on now by people currently in the media and in politics. There are, you know, there must be people behaving in this way. Whilst all this is going on, those people are not being investigated into. And it just seemed to me, some little wag on Twitter said, oh, Wiltshire Police are just about to investigate Guy Fawkes on accusations of arson. And it just seems a pointless thing to do because there can be no convictions. And the police say, oh, well, it's not up to us to convict. We just investigate and go where the evidence takes us. But you can't, you know, you can't without having the other side of the argument. The evidence isn't going to go anywhere. You can come up with, they had about 120 complaints. They dismissed most of those down to 40, then dismissed those, some of which were just completely impossible. They investigated them all. Of course, they had to do that because they did ask in the media if anybody had been abused. And then they were left with six, and six that they thought that had Ted Heath been alive, they would have questioned him about it. And that's it. I mean, it makes you wonder whether the police actually have got a secret agenda. I mean, I just don't understand the point of all of this, which is isn't getting this argument and isn't getting a positive reaction for people who have been abused.
True.
Do you find this a little too sort of delicate for you to comment on?
No. You just seem to be very quiet, and I'm worried that the levels are dropping all the time. So I'm looking at...
No, the levels are fine. I was just waiting for some sort of... I mean, I could just carry on talking, but that's fine.
No. It's a very, very tough one to answer because... on one hand, you want justice for the victims, if there are any. And on the other hand...
Well, that's a very good point, you see. If there are any, yet the Chief Constable Wiltshire went on and on about victims. We don't know whether there are any victims within that particular investigation. And even if there are victims in that investigation, there can never be a trial. There can never be a prosecution. There can only ever be one person's word against somebody who is dead.
I suppose if he's guilty of the accusations, then his name has been blackened, which is a good thing. But then again, if he's innocent, he can't defend himself, can he?
Whenever anybody does anything in history about Edward Heath, Prime Minister of Britain, that will all be there.
Yeah.
Hanging in the air.
The elephant in the room, so to speak.
Yeah. So I'm. You know, if you've got a thought, you can always phone our phone box and leave your thoughts. The phone number to call, very easy, very simple phone number to remember. It is 0117 230 1771. We got a few calls later, I think.
We have, yes.
0117 230 1771. Let me know what you think about that. Right, moving on. That was quite serious, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
You're not very vocal today. Listen, I put out on Facebook, is there a cure for America's deadly obsession with guns? Since we last spoke, of course, there's been the massacre in Vegas, the Vegas massacre. I upset a few people by saying, look, I have sympathy for those people involved, people who've lost loved ones, people who were injured, people who've been traumatized. Of course, I do have... like everybody feels for them, but I don't have any sympathy for America. I really don't. I mean, America is its own worst enemy. I interviewed somebody from the gun lobby on talk radio the other day, and they were just an asshole. The bloke's name was Eric Pratt from the American Gun Owners Association, and he was, let me tell you, aptly named. Because, you know, so many people in the States, you don't know, Mr. Well, you've no idea how many people have been saved because people own guns. The media never talks about this. I said, well, fine, but why is it when these mass shootings happen, there are no people with guns around to get hold of the bloke who's doing it?
That's very true. What I don't understand is, it's in the Constitution you've got the right to bear arms, etc. Well, can't they just be given a pistol and a shotgun and that's it? That's all you're allowed to own. That's it. There's no.
But you're only. The Constitution was written so that you're allowed to bear arms if you are about to be attacked by enemies. And it was enshrined in the Constitution way back when there were lots of, problems. It was a frontier nation, everything else. It didn't actually say, because they didn't have assault rifles and stuff like that, you can have arsenals or anybody can get it. You had to have a reason to bear arms. And the gun lobby have kind of taken over the whole thing. It's bizarre. Americans, or some, not all, obviously not all, but some Americans are just completely barking mad, including their stupid president.
I don't get the assault rifle thing at all. Any automatic weapon shouldn't be allowed in the public hands.
I know. Well, they think it's in case the government go rogue. So we put that out on Facebook, and some of your response is interesting. Robert Wildmore says, a referendum to the American people to abolish the Second Amendment. Claire Corby says, they won't go against the amendment set back in the Civil War. Yes, it was good then back in the days, but technology has progressed and guns have gone too far advanced. Back in the days, one bullet was fired a minute. Now it's hundreds. Aunt Lewis says, Americans want it left as it is. Well, the majority anyway. It's their only defense they see fit to ward off trouble over there. Weapons to fight weapons. It's becoming that way over here, and we don't want to have a gun law. It's just the underworld that have them instead of the public for now. Bob Dunning says, I never thought they could ban smoking, but they have. So then anything is possible. Darren Foster said, those with guns, if they could kindly point them at themselves and pull the triggers, that might help. Regulation is the key at the moment. Any nut job can go and buy a gun. You can. Rod Hardesty, hello, Rod. He says, even if they were able to change the Constitution and ban guns with close to 40 million of them in their country, the black market would be thriving. It's not the gun. It's the person who uses the gun, Rod. You're absolutely right. And if you wanted to get a gun to do damage with in this country, it'd be very easy to go and get an illegal gun. It's the psyche of the Americans. I mean, a lot of nutters in that country. It's not really a country either. They go on about it, and I go back to, it was a fabulous country with people living very sort of simple lives, I suppose. The Native Americans that were completely subjugated and brutalized by the Europeans, yes, it's our fault again, who just colonized the country and took it away from those people who were living perfectly in harmony with nature. It's a shame, isn't it? And look at them now. They've destroyed themselves. And they go on about, we want to save the world. We are the world's policemen. They're the only f***ing country that's ever bombed another country with a nuclear bomb. Let's hope it stays that way. David St. John says, don't let the public have automatic weapons. Simple as that. Yeah, but so many David, that's the problem. Darren Barretti says, tell the libtards to shut the hell up about gun grabs. The right to bear arms is the last line of defense for democracy. Hitler once said, to control the people first, you must disarm them. Wake up and see the bigger picture. Darren, you're a pillock, mate. Del Ansel says, I feel it's too late, James. The horse has gone. Saw a chap on Sky News out there buying an AK-47. What the hell for? Well, because like Darren, what's his face? You know, Americans are all nuts, aren't they? But thank you very much indeed. I feel for the people who were involved. But America, it's a rogue nation, isn't it, really? It's gone. It's finished. I mean, I'm never going back to America.
I've never been.
Have you not?
No. I wouldn't be welcome.
No, but you live in Wales, so you know you wouldn't go from there, really, would you?
There's no flights. No.
No. I said, there isn't, is there? Really? Well, Cardiff Wales Airport is your only airport. Doesn't go anywhere.
That's not Wales. That's just
what is it?
It's an extension of London, isn't it? Cardiff.
What? Cardiff?
Yeah.
Well, you live up in the north of Wales, which is really quite a strange place, to be honest.
Yeah, the real Wales. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How much Welsh do you speak?
About, I don't know, about 8% of my language.
8%? Go on, give me a bit.
Hello?
Oh, dear. I don't know how you get away with living in Wales, really, to be honest, as an Englishman.
I don't go out.
No, obviously not. I mean, you wouldn't be welcome anywhere, would you?
I go to the cinema, but that's in England.
Yeah. You don't, do you go to the pub?
No, I don't go to the pub.
I remember the times when you couldn't go to the pub on a Sunday.
I remember those as well, but I was too young to be in the pub at the time.
Yeah. I mean, it was just funny when I was in Wales on holiday and just Sundays, everything closed. You had to go chapel.
Everything closes still on Sundays here.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Well, yeah, in North Wales it does, because it's like going back about 500 years, isn't it?
It's okay. We still have modern things, just not...
Do you? Just not when I was there last. I mean, I've got relatives from Rhyl and Colwyn Bay.
That's only about 20 minutes away from me.
Yeah, I used to spend a lot of my Christmases in Prestatyn. In fact, my cousin, second cousin, my mum's cousin, was a doctor in Prestatyn. His receptionist was Carol Vorderman's mum.
Oh. Ooh, hang on.
Is that you?
No, that's not me.
Is that not you? Oh, okay. I could answer it. I suppose I will.
Go on then.
Oh, it's gone. Oh. No, somebody else answered it. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, hang on. No, I'll answer it. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on 1 minute. Hello. That's gone. I'm getting a lot of these people trying to sell me stuff at the moment.
Oh, yeah, we get a lot of electricity. We resorted to telling them that we're living in a cave and we have no electricity.
I had one the other day, and I suppose if I do my version of the accent, that's slightly racist, isn't it? And so this voice comes on, saying, oh, hello, oh, no. Well, I could do it in a Welsh accent, and you could make your mind up, couldn't you?
Okay.
Says, hello, I've phoned to tell you about your Microsoft computer. You've got a problem, and I could sort it out for you. I said, right, okay, really? yes. Very quickly for you. It's come up, and so I said, well, who are you? Where are you from? And it went on, and I decided to carry on and just talk rubbish to the, you know, make believe that I was, oh, gosh, I'm not going to lose everything, am I? I couldn't lose everything. No. Let me have the codes, and we can sort this out for you. Don't even have to go to the shop. Oh, thank goodness for that. It's not a big... No, but you could lose everything. Yeah, it's all right. Okay. I kept saying, now, whatever he wanted, I couldn't remember. You know, so I said, where would it be? Let me have a look. And so this went on for... Mrs. W was out and I was bored. So in the end, I said, oh, God, hang on. You're not one of those con men, are you? And it just went quiet. And he said, oh, no. I said, because if you're one of those con men, I'm going to find out where you are and I'm going to come and get you. And it's not going to stop there. I'm going to get everybody around you and put the phone down.
Yeah, you'll get arrested for that.
Why?
Don't know. That's how the world works, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, don't fucking phone me unless I fucking ask you to do it.
Oh, dear. It's probably one of my members of staff having a wind-up.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And now I've sent a couple of my mates, Big Jim and Big Bob, around to the person who made the call. Oh, dear.
Never mind.
Actually, we probably better edit that out, haven't we?
I'll edit that out, I promise.
Yeah. Right, should we do something else? Should we have a bit of music here?
Yeah, let's have some music.
All right, did I tell you all about my talk radio show? Yeah, oh, go and check it out. Go and have a look on jameswellradio.co.uk/talk. And the little silly little video, did you put the video of me in the lift on?
I put a video of you wandering around the talk offices.
Oh, that was the one we did last night. Yes, yes. I wasn't sure about that one because it seemed to go on a long time.
Yeah, try and keep them less than 2 minutes long because then they fit nicely on Twitter.
And we set the alarm off and got into trouble for that.
Yeah. You were warned, do not open the door, the alarm will go off. And you opened the door.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no, just you have to, don't you, when there are things like that. That's you just true, have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never know whether people are interested in seeing... although, Laurie, who's one of the bosses there, was sitting at a desk, and people took pictures of him off and tweeted them, this is what happens when you meet James Whale.
I saw that, yeah.
Did you? Yeah, that would be embarrassing too. Anyway, so there are a whole lot. Each night, if I can remember, we do a little video before I do the radio show and we stick it up. You can have a look at it on Facebook or jameswellradio.co.uk/talk. And the other bits, are these cameras in the studio at Talk Live yet or not?
No, they're doing little clips every now and again. I think they're just dabbling at the moment.
Somebody came in and I have not met before and said, could you move your coat and bag? It's obscuring the logo. I thought, I would quite like to know whether things are being recorded when we're in a news or commercial break, because some of the things that Ash and I might talk about then are not for public consumption.
It's not the conversation that I'd be worried about. It's some of the things that go on.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you have to tune in and find out. Right, let's have some music. A new track by The Screens. Are you getting paid loads of money for these people I've never heard of?
No, I'm not getting paid anything. Why would I get paid?
Are you sure?
No.
Well, I don't know.
No. There's no money exchanging hands.
Oh, no, I wasn't worried about money. It's your consumption of jelly tots that concerns me. The track, anyway, by The Screens is called Jennifer Jones. We'll be right back. Right, well, there we are. Who's Jennifer Jones, I wonder?
Well, maybe they can write in again and tell us who Jennifer Jones is, but it's available on iTunes and Amazon, etc.
Yeah, it was all right. It was quite good, wasn't it?
Aye, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, good. I think it's your turn now. I think I've been talking far too long. I think it is time for you to do Tech Talk.
Whew, no pressure, then.
I'm going to sit back, put my feet up. Oh, that's better.
I'll wait. Okay.
No, I'm ready. I've got my rubber band ready to play with.
Okie dokie. iPhone 8's reports are coming in that the batteries are swelling and cracking the screens.
What? That's my glasses. Sorry?
iPhone 8's.
Yeah.
The batteries are expanding and pushing the screens out of the chassis of the iPhone.
Why?
They're investigating. It's only a few so
far. Why don't
they
test this? Oh, right, okay.
Google have a new
camera.
Hang on.
Should I get the iPhone 8? Because my phone, which is a 5S or something, I've had for a while, the screen's cracked because I dropped it a few times. And I think I'm probably due for an upgrade. So would I get the 8?
I'd go for a 7. It's cheaper.
Or a 6?
No, not a 6. A 7. A 6 is too slow now.
Right. Well, it'd be quicker than my 5, won't it?
Yes, I know, but, you know, there's no point going to a 6. I've got a 6, and it's too slow. The new operating system has slowed it down.
I'll get a 7, then.
A 7 is going to be the best value for money, I think.
Okay.
Also, the battery doesn't swell.
Well, it'd be nice if you could get batteries to... No, never mind. Right, carry on.
Google Clips camera.
Yeah.
It's a camera that Google have invented that takes photographs when it wants to.
What do you mean when it wants to?
When it thinks it's seen something nice to take a photograph of, it just takes a picture of it. It's something you wear. It also records conversations and video. So you don't know when it's recording, and you go home at the end of the day and it shows you some video clips and photographs it's taken. And, so it's a bit of an invasion of privacy, really. I'm not sure that one's going to go down very well.
Could you imagine you're up to no good and your wife suddenly looks through your phone and sees a... That could be very embarrassing.
That could be very, very embarrassing, yes.
Very, very, very embarrassing, in fact.
Google also have invented Babelfish.
Ah, are they tasty?
You know the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the little fish you put in your ear that can translate everything? In real time.
Oh, right, yeah.
Google have a new earbud that you can put in your ear that will translate everything real time.
No.
Yeah.
And I was busy learning French.
Goodbye all those translators around the world that have got a job.
Really?
Mm.
Can I buy one?
Yeah, of course you can.
Where?
Google Pixel earbuds, when they're available. I would imagine in a few months.
Oh, get me one. I want one, because you can get them cheap. Get me one.
As soon as I get some sample ones in, I'll send you one.
Mm. So I could wear one,
yeah.
Come up to see you in the north of Wales.
Yeah.
And when those rude Welsh stand around talking about you in Welsh,
mm-hmm.
I'll be able to know exactly what they're saying. Anyway, so I think that sounds good. Pixel buds are not even going to... bothered to do Welsh. Right, carry on.
EasyJet claim they're going to have electric planes in the next decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Is nothing sacred?
You've got to move with the times, haven't you?
Yeah, I hope they got batteries that last a bit longer.
Yeah, the thing is with the normal planes that use fuel is it burns the fuel and the plane gets lighter. The batteries are going to stay the same weight, so you're going to have to carry a lot of batteries.
Yeah. Well, maybe new battery technology. I mean, who'd have thought a battery would power your phone the size of your thumbnail or smaller?
Imagine a battery stored in the wings of the plane, slowly swelling and then bursting through the fuselage.
Yeah. I won't be getting a plane in the near future.
Should we do films?
Oh, are there any worth seeing?
Yeah, this one I really enjoyed. Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
Oh, for goodness sake, a child's film.
It's not. It's based on the AA bloke.
A.A. DeMille?
Yeah, that one.
Right.
The reason why I liked it is...
Yeah, because, Christopher Robin went down to... Anyway, go on, yeah.
The reason why I liked it is because it was it's obviously from where I was born. So I used to have a house. Well, I didn't use it. My parents used to have a house right on the edge of Ashdown Forest. And literally round the corner from my house was Pooh Bridge. So it brought back loads of fond memories of life.
Yeah, well, I don't live far from Ashdown Forest, as you know, and it's an interesting place in what is quite an overcrowded part of the country, and you suddenly get in there, and it's a huge open space, isn't it? And you could play Pooh Sticks, but how that can be an interesting film, I'm not sure.
Oh, it's not a cartoon or anything. It's a proper live action film.
Is it?
Yeah. No, it's about the story of Christopher Robin, how he was abused as a child.
Oh, well, it goes back to what we were talking about.
As in abused, as in he was there to make money from.
His parents used him as a cash cow.
Cash cow, and then obviously Christopher Robin was abused growing up because obviously he was famous when he went to boarding school.
It'll be worth going to see them.
Yes, definitely. I enjoyed it. I especially the signpost where it said Forest Row and East Grinstead. I had a little tear in my eye. I thought one day I'll return.
Have you not been there for a while?
I've not been there for 30-odd years.
Oh, well, I was there before you then, because one of my first jobs in the theatre was at the Adelaine Genet Theatre in East Grinstead.
Ballet dancer.
A ballet dancer? Why would I be? Well, they did do ballet there, yeah. No, I was the assistant stage manager.
I did ballet in East Grinstead.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that, yeah. I can see you could do that. Yeah, worst thing was trying to get digs because everybody was concerned that you might be a Scientologist and they didn't want to give you a room.
They had Scientologists back then.
Of course they did.
I thought it was a new thing with Tom Cruise.
No. East Grinstead is the home of Scientology.
Why doesn't Tom Cruise live there, then?
He does.
Does he?
He's got a house there, yeah.
I know Peter Andre lives near there.
Oh, God, yeah. D-celebrity.
Is he a Scientologist?
I've no idea. I shouldn't think so for one moment. He's too busy trying to pass himself off as a singer.
He's all right as a singer.
Actually,
there is apparently a lack of celebrities for reality television, which is worrying TV companies. Well, the celebrities for reality TV don't need... Oh, I'm getting lots of tweets and things coming in. You don't need to be a celebrity. You make yourself a celebrity, don't you? You just have to have a fit body and take your clothes off a lot.
No, I'm not doing that.
Well, you know, you want to be a celebrity and make a lot of money. I mean, the thing is, of course, they do like to get sort of people into the Big Brother house, and they can't get celebrities for that. That's why I went in there.
Yeah, well, you're almost a celebrity, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, almost, yeah. That's the whole thing. So it's almost celebrities. But there's a bit of a worry. It could be the end of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, because people don't want to go to Australia and they don't want to eat bugs or bollocks.
You're going to find in the future a lot more celebrities on these shows are going to be YouTube stars.
I think you are, yeah.
Older generation won't know about.
We've got our YouTube channel, haven't we now?
It's filling up nicely, yes.
Yeah, so go to YouTube, put in James Whale and you can see it.
Mm-hmm. Loads of TV shows there.
Yeah. So, shall we do Wales Mail? Should we have the phone box first, or what should we do?
Let's do the phone box and then come out to Wales Mail.
Yeah. Have we got a jingle for that or not?
At the phone box?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sort of goes like this.
Jeremy James Whale. Jeremy James Whale.
Alexa, find me the latest James Whale radio show podcast.
Resuming Spotify.
Alexa, why are you so f***ing useless?
I don't know that.
Alexa, make a fart noise.
How many taxi drivers does it take to change a light bulb? One to screw it in, and the other to overcharge for the light bulb.
Oh dear. If you want to ring and leave a message, feel free. 0117 230 1771. It's all on the website, jameswellradio.co.uk. And don't forget, go into the shop and get your stuff for Christmas early.
Indeed.
Shop early for Christmas.
Get a book.
Get a book. Get a hat.
Get a book. Get a book. Because you know on Christmas time when you have to sort of mock loads of tables together, one of them always wobbles. So get a book. Stuff it under the leg. You'll be sorted for Christmas.
That's not very nice.
I'm just trying to flog books. It's all about the money.
Actually, what we should do after Christmas is we should have... No, I don't want to say that. I was going to say we'll have a sale and then no one will buy anything before Christmas.
Yeah, we'll have a sale. We'll buy one, get another one at the same price. That's...
Well, we could do that, couldn't we? Mm. Yeah. Do that for Christmas now.
Yeah, we'll allow you to buy more than one copy after Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. And just in case we run out, because when we've run out, we've run out.
There's no chance of running out, really, is there?
Well, I don't know. We haven't got that many. About 50,000 left, aren't there?
Yeah, that's my point, yes.
Yeah. So let's do Wales Mail. And we've had a few letters in. Alison Keane. Hello, Alison. She said, I was pleasantly surprised to see you on Sky News the other day. Whilst watching and agreeing with all you had to say, I was having flashback memories of your old TV show. Tonight, I was sat in my living room with the TV muted in the background. I looked up and I saw you again, this time on your old TV show. Clearly, this is a sign. I can only conclude that I need more James Whale in my life. Alison, everybody does. And I've now found your website and pointed my radio in your direction. I look forward to listening to many of your exciting shows. Well, Alison, that's very nice, isn't it? Alison Keane. Very keen, Alison. So thank you very much indeed for that. Don't forget, if you want to send something for inclusion in the programme, Wales Mail, it's jameswellradio@gmail.com. Shall we? What are you doing?
I was fiddling. Are you there? I was fiddling with my
knob. Yes, I'm here.
I was fiddling with my knob.
Well, don't fiddle with your knob because it puts me off. I think we should finish with the questions, really. I've lost track of how long we've been going now.
Yeah, well, I've lost track as well because something happened that people don't know about. There we go.
What was that?
Well, your localised computer issues.
Well, no, my computer turned us off halfway through this broadcast and said it had to do updates.
Yeah, well, that's very handy.
I went in the garden and played with the dogs for a bit.
Should we do the questions now, then?
Well, yeah. Oh, you've got a date, haven't you, this lunchtime?
I have, as it happens. I have a date, yes.
Yes, I know. That's why you got in touch and said, can we do the programme a little bit early? So we better crack on, hadn't we?
Yes. Rob? Right, yeah. I'm getting confused now. I'm starting to sweat. Right. Rob Scathard. Seatard. I can't read my... Do you know what has happened? My toner has disappeared out of my printer, and I've got half of the text missing.
Yeah.
Right, is that an E or a C? That's an E.
That's a C. Yeah. I haven't got the questions. Yeah, I've turned off my computer.
You've got all garbled. Hang on.
Hang on. Well, that's your fault. You're just doing this. I tell you why. What do you... Don't do that to me.
Hang on.
That's the wrong one, isn't it?
That's fine.
Oh, is it? Okay, fine. Good. Right. I can't seem to close that page down. Oh, hang on. Maybe if I do this. Hold on. Yeah, that's closed down, but I can't close that down. Templates, I don't want that.
So, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, question. Yeah, go on with the questions, and then you can go on your date.
Okay, Rob, whatever that surname is, because I can't read it, it's all blurred.
Yeah.
How many? Here we go. How many carrots are there in the world?
Enough. Next question.
And there's always Jasper. We like Jasper. Paul Pablo Jackson. Should the protester who handed Theresa May a P45 be tasered on the grounds that he could have been a killer?
Well, I had a close protection officer actually shot him. I wouldn't have been surprised. Well, I probably would. That probably going a little bit far. But yes, the very least, I think there should have been somebody on top of the bloke. Nobody knew whether or not he was there to do her an injury. And, you know, prime ministers, politicians have been assassinated before now, or whether it was a terrorist attack. And everybody sat round looking nonplussed. You know, you would have thought the cabinet who were there, some big tufty guys as Boris Johnson and David Davis, who was in the SAS, you would have thought, wouldn't you, that maybe one of them would grab hold of the little oik.
Or at least grabbed the P45 and just ripped it up in front of him and made him look a complete fool.
Yeah, and nobody did. They just sat there. They didn't do a flipping thing. I thought Theresa May showed great, just taking it, putting it down, carrying on. Fine. She has gone up, in my estimation, as a leader.
Rob James?
Yeah.
Why do you get signs that say trespassers will be prosecuted when you can only prosecute people for criminal offences and not civil offences?
That's a very good point. I've never understood why you get signs saying keep off the grass, because what the hell is grass for except to go on?
Mike Dunton, are you a Star Wars fan or a Star Trek fan? Answer this very carefully.
Oh, definitely Star Wars.
Well, that's the correct answer, obviously. David Starr, May and the P45. When she took hold of it, does that count as acceptance?
No, because if you read it, it was just facile what he'd filled it in. And, what would you prefer, Boris Johnson or Jeremy Corbyn? Do you really think that's going to be an improvement? Have you finished?
No. Tris...
Oh, right. I thought you...
No. Tris B. Will next year's Tory conference be sponsored by Benelin?
That's a good point. Who knows? I've heard that a drop of Worcester sauce on your larynx can cure a cough.
Just for my own benefit, whereabouts is your larynx?
In your throat somewhere.
Oh, that's okay. I thought it was something else.
Okay.
Gene Matheson.
Yeah.
What's the best Tom Petty track of all time, James?
Tom Petty, of course, who sadly died. I like Tom Petty. The one about the DJs, I think, is good, and I can't remember the name of it.
I like Free Falling.
Yeah? What is the one about the DJs?
I don't know. I'm not a fan of Tom Petty, but I like his music when it comes on, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's it. I haven't got any more questions. Well, I might have. The thing is, tone has run out in my printer, so I can't read the rest of the page. So there probably is some questions there, but I can't get to them.
Where are you going for this date?
To Staples to buy some more toner.
Yeah, where are you really going?
I might go. Believe it or not, I might go to the cinema.
Oh, bog off then. Thought you'd go to the pub or somewhere interesting.
I can't go to the pubs. I can't order the pint in Welsh.
In Welsh. No, I suppose that's a problem, isn't it? Go and get an ice cream and walk along the beach.
In pint.
What?
In pint.
What's...
It's Welsh for one pint, isn't it?
In pint.
In pint.
In pint. Acca the...
In pint a skorkalna.
It's a great language, Welsh, isn't it? Always makes me laugh. Right, thank you very much indeed. We'll be back, same time, same channel. And if you can't wait for that, Monday to Thursday, Talk Radio. Ash will join me there. Go and check out the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. And if you want to see what else is happening, jameswhaleradio.co.uk/talk.
Gweld a weefnos nesaf. See you next week.
Right, I'll see you later. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.